This is Ozarks at Large. Tom Green, who will perform stand-up three times this weekend at the UARC Bowl on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, has altered his career several times. He began with a public access show, became a sensation with his eponymous MTV program. He's recorded rap albums, starred in films, hosted Saturday Night Live, and for nearly 5 years hosted his own web talk show from his living room. He began doing stand-up as a teenager, and over the past couple of years, he's been touring again. And his first stand-up special recently aired on Showtime. He joins me on the phone from his home in California. Tom Green, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Yes, this is great. This is exciting. Ozarks at Large. I love it.
It's funny because your initial endeavor right before you went back to touring on stand-up was in your living room, literally at home. Now you've embarked back on stand-up that is anything but at home. You're on the road all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was part of the reasoning for taking off on the road was I was just locked up in my house for a few years and broadcasting on the internet from my living room and never leaving the house. And starting a world tour is a good way to get out of the house. So it's been fun.
Your show that was on the web for a long time was very improv, not scripted. You would have guests, but anything might happen. And even the length of the show was often undetermined. Stand-up, though, while it might not be scripted, you do kind of have a firmer outline, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a completely different thing altogether. It's so much fun, and it's a great adrenaline rush. I love being able to get up on stage in front of the audience who has been following me. A lot of them have been following the web show. A lot of them know the show from MTV or the movies. And some people are just coming out because they want to see some stand-up that weekend. It's a real cool mixture of people that come to the shows. And, you know, I'm really enjoying just getting up on stage and connecting with everyone and having a lot of laughs. It's been hilarious. It's been so much fun.
A lot of your comedy currently kind of examines technology and how it may be making us lazier or fatter or dumber. Would you describe yourself as a Luddite?
I just think that the world is, you know, constantly changing, obviously, but so many huge changes have happened in the last 10 years that have really greatly affected the way we interact with one another as human beings.
We're getting sucked into this digital grid. We're giving away our personal information. We're giving away our privacy because some corporation says it's cool. Everybody's text messaging now. Nobody talks to each other anymore. I can't stand text messaging. You go out to dinner now with six people. Three of them will be texting under the table, talking to three people they'd rather be eating dinner with than you.
And not enough attention, I think, is being paid to the negative side of technology, to the downside of technology. I think, you know, the media really tends to like to promote their own personal Facebook pages, as I like to promote my Twitter page. I'm on tour. I want people to come follow me on Twitter. But at the same time, I am trying to just keep myself aware of how it is changing the way we live. And I think there's a lot of negative repercussions to it that are actually very funny.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, there is that balance because you did embrace the web with the show from your living room.
Yeah, I think the fact that I've been so caught up in internet technology and video technology since it first started coming around is part of the reason why I'm so tuned into the way it affects us, because it's really, it's affected me. I've been shooting all these videos and putting things online since the 90s, early 90s, and you see how people respond and react to putting yourself out there. I don't think everybody with a Facebook page is necessarily thinking about that now. They're just doing it because everyone else is doing it.
From the examples I've seen of your current stand-up, it's still very high energy. You're really an energetic performer.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a lot of fun. I definitely, you know, I've always loved stand-up. I've done it for many, many years, you know, and now it's the first time I've really taken the time to just really focus on my show. And I like to think that it's still in a state of evolution, but I'm still making a point to bring, you know, a distinct style to my show. So people are gonna, when they come out to the show, they can expect to see something different, and it's very high energy, like you said. It's an aggressive show. I want people to laugh a lot and hard, and I'm having a lot of fun on stage. So that's, I like to think that the audience is having fun with me, and we're having fun together. And it's just like a party, like a celebration. Really is what the way I look at it. It's just so much fun. There's so many people come out to the show who've just been, like I said, watching the videos online and on TV for years. So it's exciting when we get to all hang out together and just make something crazy happen.
As I mentioned, you've had your own talk show. You've had your own show on MTV. You've hosted Saturday Night Live. You, I believe, guest hosted for Letterman.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yep.
Recorded albums, been in movies, stand-up, tours. Is there something in entertainment you haven't done that you still are itching to do? Because you're still a relatively young man in your early 40s.
Honestly, I'm really, really excited about stand-up comedy and where that's going to lead me over the next few years. I enjoy being able to get up on stage and tell jokes and have laughs and do funny stuff, but also to have a platform to talk about social issues and things that I think are important and ridiculous about the world. So I really enjoy that. It's the most liberating thing creatively I've ever done. You don't have a boss. There's no television executive telling you what to say or do. There's no movie studio, you know, re-editing your ideas. It's all completely stream of consciousness, and that's what I really love about it. And so, you know, I'm going to be focusing on that for the next, you know, long while. And I plan on writing and shooting another comedy special. My first one just aired on Showtime this month and last month, and I think it's still airing on Showtime right now. So, and that was exciting because it's the first time people have seen me do stand-up on television before. So I'm just going to keep doing that. And, you know, the fun thing is there's lots of things to write jokes about and talk about, so I'm just going to keep writing and touring. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you do one show Thursday, a couple Friday. Have you been to Arkansas before?
You know, I have been there before, actually. I went there with The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, actually. And we did a bit where we were going around the country to a different state and filming with different people. So we were in Arkansas for a few days, and I can't wait to come back.
Tom Green will perform three times this weekend at the York Bowl on Dixon Street. And you also have a website.
Yeah, tomgreen.com, everybody. Go check it out. And I just got some... I'm going to be starting to film a lot more video from the road, so I'll be shooting some video in Arkansas and posting it up on the website and on my YouTube page, YouTube/Tom Green, which I'm revamping right now. And follow me on Twitter at Tom Green Live.
Tom Green, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.